Before we begin the next segment, we just have a little bit left over from yesterday's. So we were speaking yesterday about an additional objection that was raised by Rabbeinu Peretz in terms of removing stains on Shabbos. Even if you could figure out a way not to violate kibbutz, we spoke about the possibility if you remove it perhaps without using a liquid, and perhaps if you're not doing it in a normal fashion and a little bit of the stain is left behind. So if you start them together, they may combine sometimes to be mutter. Rabbeinu Peretz threw a curveball at us and says, well, forget about libun, you have a problem of tochen. If the stain is already caked up and dried up, so then the mere rubbing it off is going to be a problem of grinding on Shabbos. So somehow we felt intuitively that that was a very big chiddush, and in other Rishonim we didn't really find it. The question is, why didn't the other Rishonim buy into this idea? So we saw, we spoke about yesterday about the Taz, who claimed that maybe this is part of the old story of, it's like malachas that are done the ibud, malachas that are discarded, like sochei the ibud, other malachas the ibud, maybe it's a psik reishon al nichalei, maybe it's not called a malach altogether. We thought about different possibilities. But we ran into a little bit of a problem with that, because we weren't quite sure that this even meets the criteria of the ibud, and we weren't really sure that we hold like the aruch, that psik reishon al nichalei is mutter, so this is probably not the mahalach that we wanted to go. Are there any other possibilities to defend what appears to be the view of most of the Rishonim, who are not concerned with tochen shailas when it comes to removing stains? So the Egle Tal suggests that maybe this is a throwback to what we spoke about several, I can't even say months ago, but over a year ago, when we spoke about the Malach of tochen. So if you may remember, there was a major machlokes in Rishonim about whether there's tochen ba'ochlin or not tochen ba'ochlin. What exactly did the tochen ba'ochlin, what was that all about? So there is a Gemara in the seventh parak of Shabbos that talks about cutting up something into little pieces as being a malacha of tochen. It says, Haiman, the person who does the following is a chai b'shum tochen. The question is, what is he doing exactly? What item is he cutting into pieces? So Rashi and Tosfos learn that he's cutting up vegetables into little pieces. They make those Israeli salads, they're cutting up the cucumbers, the tomatoes into little tiny pieces. So that's considered to be a malacha d'oraisa of tochen. So the Rosh says he can't believe it. The Rosh says, that's not tochen. I'm not doing tochen. That's called ein tochen ba'eichlin. Tochen means when you break up a piece of grain, the grain is not edible yet. But tochen means when you chop up a piece of wood. So the Rosh learns that's talking about grinding wood. It's not talking about grinding vegetables. It's not even shot in the Gemara. What's the issue? Says the Rosh. Why isn't that ein tochen ba'ochlin? Who made up that klal ein tochen ba'ochlin? So some suggest that maybe the idea by tochen ba'ochlin or ein tochen ba'ochlin means as follows: malachas tochen is usually part of a process. That's the way the Rambam describes tochen. The Rambam writes that if a person chops up a vegetable kidei levashlo in order to cook it, then it's chayim mishum tochen. The Chazon Ish points out that it's clear for the Rambam that if you chop up a vegetable not for the purpose of cooking it, it's the same chopping. If I chop up a cucumber to eat it raw, or I chop up a carrot to cook it, whatever the, I don't know what kind of food you would chop up to cook. So says the Chazon Ish, it's the same chopping. It's the same big piece and the little pieces. Why is one malacha, why is the other one not? So says the Chazon Ish that the malacha of tochen, at least according to the Rambam, is more nikra al shem habishol. That means tochen is a leading up malacha. Tochen is part of a process. The goal is to get to bread. That's the way tochen was practiced in the Mishnah, because you do it the past. You're grinding up the grain in order to have flour, in order to mix it with water, in order to knead it, in order to bake it. You're not just doing tochen as an end. It's not an end in and of itself. It's part of a process. They reach a desired end. So come some achronim and say, that's where the Rosh was concerned with the idea of applying tochen to food. He said, it's not really part of anything. It's tochen. I'm cutting up the cucumber into little pieces. Okay, and now what? And now I'm going to eat the cucumber. So since it's not a lead up, it's not a prerequisite to another process, maybe that's not considered to be part of the lachas tochen altogether. So the Egle Tal invokes that idea when it comes to removing stains. And he says, according to Rabbeinu Peretz, it's a tremendous chiddush to say that a person who chops up, who grinds up the caked up stain on his clothing is considered to be tochen. Because it's not leading to anything. You're not doing anything to follow up. You're just breaking up the stain and then finished and moving on. So says the Egle Tal, if you hold that ein tochen ba'ochlin, so what that means is that you cannot have tochen as an independent entity. Tochen is only significant if it's part of a process. Now, if that's true, that's the reason why the other Rishonim disagree with Rabbeinu Peretz, that's not necessarily going to bode very well for us, the halacha. Because in Shulchan Aruch, in the Siman about tochen, in Shin Chaf Aleph, we paskin that yesh tochen b'ochlin. We paskin that one is not supposed to cut up a food into little pieces. Now, there are many exceptions to that rule. There are many times when it's mutter to cut up food into little pieces, according to some, if it's right before the meal, or according to many, if it's not gedui karka, or if the pieces aren't so small. You know, we may find a half dozen reasons to be matir certain kinds of cutting in certain circumstances, but b'ikaron, fundamentally, we do follow shita of Rashi and Tosfos that there is tochen v'ochlin. So if the Eglital is right, that the machlekes have shown him, Rashi and Tosfos against the Rosh, is that tochen v'ochlin, what they're really fighting about is tochen an independent malacha, or is tochen kind of a lead up to the next malacha that wouldn't end up on the kula side when it comes to the tochen of removing the stains, because la halacha that we're machmir for Rashi and Tosfos, Beruchas Tochen, that Yesh Tochen Ochlin, that means we don't really buy into the Rosh Hashanah. We hold that Tochen can be violated, even not in the context of subsequent processes. If so, then we're back to Rabbeinu Peretz, so we're back to square one, that removing the stain could potentially be a problem of Tochen. Unless one wants to argue that maybe we treat it like a little bit of a sveik at the Dina. We're not really sure what the Dina is. We don't really know how to define Tochen properly. Rashi and Tosfos is correct that Yesh Tochen Ochlin, which means Tochen can be violated independently, or is the Rosh right that ain't Tochen Ochlin, which, according to the Lamdas of Eglital, translates to mean that Tochen cannot be violated independently. It can only be violated when it leads to something else. So we don't really know what the din is. We're not sure. So we're going to be machmir on this, but we're only going to be machmir kol zman hashava deraisa. If there's a potential deraisa on the hands, like cutting up vegetables, no one's going to be makel today and say, you can cut a cucumber into little pieces, rely on the Rosh. No, nobody would say that. It may be both of other reasons, but it's just to rely on the Rosh outright and say, ain't Tochen Ochlin, hide behind the Rosh Hashita, no one's going to do that, because many Rishonim disagree with Shavu Deraisa. Removing of the stain, breaking up the caked up junk on your clothing, is never going to be a Deraisa. You know what? It can't possibly be a Deraisa, because it is at least going to be a Malach Shetuch Legufa, like we mentioned yesterday. You don't want to use the item that you're breaking up. When you're cutting up the cucumber, you want the cucumber. When you're grinding up the grain, you want the grain. You're chopping up the wood, you want the sawdust, you want the wood. Whereas over here, you don't want it. You want to remove it. We've seen it already many times. Anytime you do a malacha, not for use, but for removal, that's automatically called a malacha shetuch legufa. That's like the person who's removing the mace from the house, the person who's throwing out the garbage. Or according to some, the person who's cutting his nails and hair, we spoke about malachas gozeis, according to some, that was called the malach shetuch legufa. Whatever is removal of something that is undesirable, that's not considered to be a malacha altogether. So when the person removes the caked up food, we can't say it's a deraisa. The worst that's going to be is derabanan malach shetuch legufa. Worst case scenario is going to be a derabanan. Now, vis-a-vis, this is potential, this is a derabanan, maybe we can rely on the Rosh. Maybe we can say, when it comes to derabanans, of tochen derabanans, maybe we can rely on the Rosh Hashita, that maybe there's no tochen altogether, because there's no subsequent process that's going to be present. So maybe we could still salvage the Rishonim. So at the end of the day, we know for a fact that the parents asked removing all kind of caked on stains, because of shalach tochen. So even if you clear the air in terms of libon, which again is the primary sugya, we're really learning the malacha malabin right now, even if you cleared the air in terms of Malachas Malabin, according to Rabbeinu Peretz, you still have to reckon with Malachas Tochen, and according to probably most of the Rishonim, there really is no Tochen here. Either for the Taz's reason of yesterday, because it's like a Tochen Le'ibo type of Halacha, or for the Eglital's reason, because by their abundance of Tochen, we're pretty much relying on the Rosh, the Tochen is Ein Tochen Be'ochlin, which really is another fancy way of saying Tochen is not Usher independently, it's only Usher as part of a process. So that was all the Shiraim of yesterday. I think we're ready now to start the next thing.
The Rambam agrees with the Rosh that ain't talking about Ochlin.
So the Rambam is a tricky sheet. The Rambam writes that Hachot Chasadera Chedei Levashlo, that if you cut up a vegetable for the purpose of cooking it, then you chayev. So the Rambam is nishter. The Rosh says ain't talking about Ochlin. Rashi and Tosfos say yesh talking about Ochlin. So the Chazanish says that the Rambam seems to say it depends. If you're planning on cooking the vegetable, then that's called yesh tochen. If you're just planning on cutting up a cucumber and eating it raw, that's called ein tochen. And again, for the same reason, the tochen, according to the Rambam, has to be more process-oriented. So now we